possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, welcome back. We've talked at length about these appellate judges, that have just kind of, I don't know, gone off the reservation. I thought the Supreme Court had addressed part of this in their ruling on no more nationwide injunctions. If you're dealing with a challenge in your courtroom in a specific district, you can't stop everything across the country just because you disagree with a policy from Donald Trump. And yet, here we go again. An appeals court has tried to block him from deporting members of a gang. As crazy as that sounds, it's what just happened. Hayden Padgett is with us this morning, a chairman of the Young Republican National Federation. Hayden, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
So in this particular ruling, they were challenging the use of the Alien Enemies Act, correct?
That's right.
And that's an old, I mean, didn't that date to like the 1800s?
That's right. That goes back to John Adams.
So how could you argue that members of a gang that have been designated a terrorist organization aren't alien enemies?
You know, that's exactly right. That was my question, too. And you know, there was a specific thing they were thinking of, well, there's no predatory incursion from these individuals. And I'm thinking, what's more predatory than these foreign nationals bringing deadly drugs and trying to foist them onto our kids? Like, that is predatory as it gets from my perspective.
Well, it's true. My guess is the next thing is somebody sues, if they haven't already, over the use of force against the gang members coming out of Venezuela in the boat that we sank yesterday or the day before.
Exactly.
Because we violated their rights. I mean, how many people in the United States could you kill with 500 pounds of fentanyl?
I can't even count.
Yeah, I couldn't
it's such a high number.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right. I mean, what I don't think people would, or ACLU, who's the main sued him in this case, they wouldn't go and say, well, these drug smugglers out of Venezuela had the rights to not be blown up because they were trying to kill our citizens. And yet they're doing the exact same thing about those gang members who happen to just get into our country and are doing the exact same thing. For me, the rationale is the same, and the president has the right to be able to defend us.
You know, I wonder how this is polling among young people. I mean, you represent a younger subset of conservatives. But just in general, have you seen any polling on this immigration issue? Because we left an administration that argued, well, there's nothing else I can do. We have to leave the border open. To 6 months later, we had zero people crossing the border. Are people paying attention to this?
Yeah. So I haven't seen polling on this particular issue, the Alien Enemies Act, but on immigration in general, much like the country as a whole, they're supportive of the president's moves on immigration. Young people in general tend to be more progressive. They have the bleeding hearts. And, you know, we all know that trope. But among most of our members and an increasing number of young people, they know friends who died of fentanyl overdoses. And so when they see the president actually trying to do something, maybe taking novel uses of laws, rightful uses, but novel, they're thinking, hey, that's what I wanted. I wanted somebody to do something differently to protect me and my friends and keep this country a place where I can have opportunity to grow in the future.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, you got to hope they're paying attention. I mean, we've got a pretty important mid-year election coming up next year, midterm election. And there's no doubt to me that I think by then, and I'm not as worried about this as some other people are. I think by then, the success of these policies, what we've just seen 6 months into it, everybody talks about the fact that president's upside down and some polling. Well, so what? He's below 50%. I think those successes continue to mount. And by this time next year, you're going to have a whole new subset of people. I've used that word twice in this interview. I apologize for that. who are awakened to the fact that the way we've been doing it didn't make any sense. Why didn't we do this a long time ago? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, not only that, that their way to doing it differently is actually the right course, but I suspect very strongly that because of so many of the actions the president's taken and taken so early in his first term, you're going to have a lot of great results from the administration. It won't be, oh, well, we still need two more years to get things done. He's going to have a lot done, and he'll be able to go to the American people and say, this is what I've accomplished in 2 years. Keep control of Congress in the Republican hands so we can do a lot more in the next two. And yeah. I think that'll be a powerful argument.
How are things going? I mean, just so people know, the Young Republican Federation, National Federation, exists to recruit the next generation of Republican leaders. You know, we were joking about this the other day. What is Chuck Grassley, 90 now? You've got people in Congress that have been there entirely too long. It's almost like we've skipped a generation. You're probably not looking for 50 or 60-year-olds to replace them. These are probably going to be younger people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you look back at the 24 election or the 22 election, and there were a lot of young Republicans running for Congress who were elected and are doing fantastic work in Congress. But also click down at the state house level. We have been blessed with so many young conservatives who want to run for office and are doing great work in the state legislatures. And what that means is we're going to have this great big bench of people to fill any vacancy that comes up at the congressional level with tried, experienced, solid conservatives who are ready to take on the fight. And I'm proud that they're coming from my generation, the millennials.
Right. Well, I know a few of them here in town, Frank Catanzaro and Bobby Onder and Jamie Murphy and a bunch of the people that work locally to try to recruit people. And we've done a lot with them as a radio station. So thank you for that, because, you know, without this effort nationwide, people just don't understand how important that grassroots effort is.
Exactly. I said this is the bench of legislators earlier. That's what we're doing. We're building a bench of folks to run for whatever office or party office in the future. You mentioned Frank in particular, that he's a good friend of mine. So, this is a blessing to work on this.
Yeah, well, it sure sounds like it. Hayden Padgett, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You bet. Young Republican National Federation is the name of the organization. Of course, they have the Missouri, part of the Missouri Young Republicans fall under that umbrella here in Missouri, but they have chapters all around the state. I mean, they do. St. Charles, Mid-Missouri, Kansas City, Jeff City, they're all over the place, and they're out there identifying the people that you may be seeing on a ballot in years to come, and let's hope we're Donald Trump is giving them a blueprint here of how to do things, right? How to challenge these misconceptions, these things that we've done for years, like on trade, and just shake things up. You got to shake things up and show people that you know they've been on the wrong track here for a long, long time. Coming up, we are going to talk to our friend Eben Brown from Fox News Radio. Remember Alligator Alcatraz? Well, they're about to open up a new one that's sure to infuriate liberals down in Louisiana. We'll get to all that for you coming up in just a few minutes.